Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Here we are, coming up on the end of the year. Time to talk about music news with our music expert. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning. There's still a lot of time in the year.
Sure, a lot of things can get really sideways.
A lot of things can happen in a couple of weeks.
Who knows how many criminals Taylor Swift...
17 days? Sure. Yeah, I think the whole Battle of the Bulge was 17 days. That's not right,
yeah,
but,
you know. There's a lot that can happen, so...
Sure, Taylor Swift is coming to Netflix for the New Year's Eve.
Yesterday for her birthday, New Year's Eve concert special.
She's hunting down criminals in her crowd by face scanning.
Looking for stalkers in the crowd.
Criminals.
Right. Looking for stalkers with eyeball technology. You know,
right.
Scanning technology.
And that all gets shot back to headquarters in Nashville, where they process it. and then what, alert security guards if there is somebody who shouldn't be there?
There's somebody who's suspicious. So they apparently missed me when I saw her here in August.
It shouldn't sound evil or weird that there's like a Taylor Swift world headquarters, but,
it shouldn't. I mean, it's just, listen, there's a lot of security technology working at concerts that we don't know about.
Yeah.
You know, but is enacted. This one happens to have been made public. But you can rest assured that at a lot of these other shows, especially at these big stadium events, there are very high-tech measures that you would not otherwise detect.
Well, that's probably not a bad thing, but...
No, it isn't. It isn't at all. But remember that when next time you go to a show, you know, you never know what you're going to be doing, how what you do with those shows is going to be chronicled.
But if you're not a maniac, you have nothing to worry about going to these shows either.
Right. Right, you know, exactly. Just... Unless, you know, maybe somewhere like at Taylor Swift headquarters or something, they're going to see your bad dance moves.
That's not a crime, Gary.
Hauled off for being a bad dancer.
Some of it should be, but for the most part, it's not a crime.
What group of Van Halen musicians are talking about getting together again?
Well, this is a whole thing, and this is one of those take it with a grain of salt. So David Lee Roth came out this week because he is marketing a new product that's designed to preserve, protect, and highlight tattoos. In other words, keep them from fading, keep your skin in good shape, and... During some of the interviews to talk about that, he laid out the notion that Van Halen would tour next year or would be working next year. He didn't specifically say touring, but would be working. And we've not heard this from any other quarter, so like I said, take it with a grain of salt. And we'll see if it does happen. I think certainly it's David and Ed and Alex. I think the bass player thing may be up in the air because supposedly Wolfgang it wants to kind of break out and do his own thing, but that's been a while ago.
So, somebody needs to tell him the story of Frank Sinatra Jr. then.
Exactly. So I think you're talking about the band with Wolfgang. You know, there's been no indication that Sammy Hagar's desire to do a Sam and Dave tour has been anything but Sammy talking about it.
All right, so that's where we leave that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, grain of salt because it came from Dave. If it came from Ed, you know, I'd take it a little more seriously.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, always a great topic, and those inductees were announced yesterday. They're going to be seven of them this year. You know, usually it's five. For whatever reason, it's seven. Three of them were first-time nominees, Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks, and Roxy Music. And then the ballot is filled out with The Cure, The Zombies, Radiohead, and Janet Jackson. So let the debating begin. Def Leppard, of course, won the popular vote as well as the big vote, and no big surprise there. I think the surprise exclusion on this list was Todd Rundgren. You know, he was nominated for the first time, and he's somebody who clearly deserving and has been noted as one of the great slights of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the last few, its history. And he was number three in the fan voting. I think everybody thought he was going to get it. And as it turns out, he didn't. Janet Jackson doesn't belong there. I think Stevie Nicks is kind of superfluous, you know, since she's in already with Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Will Rundgren get another
He'll get another shot. Some of the other ones, you know, what they instituted this year, you know, in April when they did the inductions, was they are now inducting individual songs into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, specified songs by artists who haven't been inducted yet.
Now, oh, really? This isn't for, like, one-hit wonders?
Well, the Rock Hall is saying this will not prevent them from being inducted as a band, you know, like Procol Harum, you know, White Shade of Pale, Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild was inducted. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. So somebody like the MC5, who was on the ballot for the fourth time this year, I can see the Rock Hall inducting Kick Out the Jams, and that'll be it. You know, the MC5 will no longer be on the ballot. I don't think that'll happen with Rundgren. You know, he has too big a body of work to just put Hello, It's Me in the Rock Hall and say that's it. So he'll get another chance.
It's in the title. It's the Hall of Fame. It's Are You Famous? You know, there's a lot of people that...
Right.
It also says Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
Well,
I always wonder what is considered rock and roll.
Well, that's a broader and broader term.
It is, and, you know, really it's about attitude when it comes down to it, but I still don't think Janet Jackson belongs in there. You know, you can make the case for Michael Jackson. You can make the case for the Jackson 5. You know, short of the token song with big electric guitar on any of her albums, there is nothing rock and roll about Janet Jackson in attitude or in practice.
She's a dance act. If there was a dancing Hall of Fame, I would say that chick should be in on the first vote.
Sure, sure. But I was really happy to see the Zombies get in. They've been kind of, you know, hovering on the outside for a while, and they definitely deserve it. A lot of people look at The Cure getting in and say, well, you know, should they have gotten in before Depeche Mode or vice versa or, you know, whatever. All those, you know, British acts of that ilk are going to get in at some point. And it's interesting, this is a very Anglophile class. You have five of them are British.
Oh.
And that's the biggest concentration of British acts that have ever gotten into the Rock Hall at one time.
Well, they are a big part of the rock world.
Yeah, right? No, you can't deny it. That's more just an observation than a commentary.
And as long as we're near there, and before it gets too late to give it its full attention, it's time for the Spice Girls update of the week.
It is. And this is a doozy.
Mel B
is in the hospital.
Yeah, what happened?
She was apparently staying at a friend's house in London and got out of bed and, I guess, you know, had to go to the restroom or something and was trying to navigate some narrow stairs and tripped and fell, broke two ribs. Her decapitated, she said, her hand. I don't think that's what happened.
What? I mean, I read that story and it said severed her hand, and I thought, severed? What? Are you serious?
And it looks like from the pictures that she just cut it very badly.
Really?
And, so she's in a sling and everything. She posted a picture of the Spice Girls coming to visit her. She's expected to be fully recovered, you know, in time for the Spice Girls concerts in England. Next year, they, you know, a lot of damage control was done by friends and handlers to say this had nothing to do with drugs. You know, somebody even reproduced her latest tests.
Well, she got up to go to the bathroom and nearly cut her hand off. Who would think drugs were involved?
Never,
Gary?
Never. It was just sounds like a normal accident can happen to any of us.
She's got to do that drug testing because of her horrible custody arrangement and divorce with Stephen Belafonte.
Just drove her to drugs, but yeah, no. So one of her friends did produce her latest clean drug test results, dated from December 6th, so just a couple days before the accident.
Does she have a bad eye?
That's what they're saying, yeah. One of her eyes is not 100%, and, you know, that could have
contributed.
Could have been groggy and, you know, slipped and fell, and, you know.
I'd like to see the steps, because I think steps in an English apartment could be pretty narrow. And
there are a lot
steep.
There, you know, that does go with the country, yes.
Right,
yeah.
Their building codes are way different than ours.
Right, because.
And then, well,
right.
And so many of those buildings are way older than ours.
Right, like they were built before there were even codes.
Yeah, people were smaller. They were like Queen Victoria, you know. It was easier to get around.
And did Mel B come out this week and say that Eddie Murphy was her one true love? Like
yeah.
Madonna always says her one true love was Sean Penn.
Right, yeah. You know, she said Eddie Murphy was the one true love, but he, you know, his things were too complicated and they just couldn't do it.
And how about Vince Neil being sued by his own lawyers?
Yeah, there's actually a few Motley Crue items. The big one is Vince Neil is being sued by the attorneys who are representing him in an assault case for not paying them.
Okay.
So they've asked the judge to put a lien on Vince Neil so that his monies go to them. The assault, not a good idea considering the assault case is still going on.
Is that Vince Neil's fault or some of his, I don't know, accountants or bill payers' fault? I don't think he sits down and writes out checks.
It's probably the fault of his business side, but Little Richard was the guy who came out and said the greatest lesson he ever learned was sign your own checks.
Yeah.
So, you know, clearly for all the business interests Vince has had, you would think he would have a better grip on that.
What are we talking about? How much money is owed to his lawyers in his
defense?
Looks
like $190,000. No, I'm sorry, $150,000. No, $190,000, I read.
Okay,
right.
All right.
So,
okay.
You know, that's a lot of money.
That's a substantial amount of money, yeah.
Yeah, and in other Motley Crue issues, Nikki Sixx has revealed he's going to shoot a new video with his other band, 6 AM, this month. You know, that band's been kind of dormant since 2017, but he has this video, and, you know, his latest musical work has been working on the four new songs Motley Crue did for the Dirt movie that'll be on Netflix in March. Meanwhile, he's been mixing those with Tommy Lee, Motley Crue's drummer, and Tommy Lee just posted a social media photo of he and his son Brandon embracing after, you know, they had this brawl during the summer.
Oh, right. There was all that punching and calling a guy a lousy man and all that.
Yeah,
he came up and beat him up when he was in bed.
Yeah. So apparently they've kissed and made up and they're hugging again.
All right.
So that's good to see.
That is good to see.
Boy, I forgot all about that. Yeah. There was punching.
Yep. Lindsey Buckingham settled with Fleetwood Mac. He was on TV earlier this week and acknowledged that they came to an out-of-court settlement. They've all signed off on it. He didn't say how much he got, but said that he's happy enough with it. I know his share of the tour was supposed to be $14 million, so we can be sure he didn't get all of it, but I wouldn't be surprised if he got half of it. That's still a good chunk of change for not, you know, having done anything.
Okay, so now that we know the lawyers are all taken care of and all that's done, how long before Lindsey Buckingham shows up with Fleetwood Mac somewhere?
You know, I think it will happen. I mean, he did say, he told one interview that he doesn't think it'll ever happen, and then he told another one, look, it's Fleetwood Mac, this stuff happens. And we inevitably get back together. So he's hoping, he says he would be open to it. He thinks there needs to be a true farewell tour, some real closure to the band, and he would like to do that. He said he has heard from Christine McVie via email, although he didn't say what she said. He said he bets Mick Fleetwood would like to communicate with him, but is spineless, and he says he won't.
Well, that's not going to help.
Yeah, right. And then he said, well, he didn't say it exactly that way. He called him weak-willed.
He called Fleetwood Mac a cover band now, right?
Yeah, he says that they're, you know, basically a cover band now, which, you know, okay, you know, they're gonna play a war of words to a degree. One of the reasons why Stevie just issued a statement about getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're not going to make her available to talk to anybody because she doesn't want to answer those questions, and they don't want her to make it any worse than the situation is. But, you know, Lindsey did, again, lay the whole thing at Stevie's feet and say, you know, it's really about ego and attention and not wanting to, and the way he put it was, quote, maybe not wanting to compete with the vitality that I have, unquote, being with
you. Let Lindsey, some air out of your head. And
no,
come
kid,
on over.
Lindsey, you are not helping the situation.
I don't think he cares. You know, I saw him play live during November, and he seemed genuinely happy and excited about getting on with his creative life and doing more solo music. Now, that's rationalization, but, you know, he did seem genuinely happy to be playing his music on his terms.
All right,
and
very
somebody
good.
Thinks the Fiserv Forum is a nice place.
What's, yeah, Polestar has nominated it for Venue of the Year.
All right.
In their year-end awards.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice place. Rock thinks it's a nice place. Yeah, it is a nice place.
Vote early and vote often. It's actually up against the Sylvie in Madison, and then another one in New Brunswick, California.
All right. Very good. Gary, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Later. Have a good week.
All right, Gary.
See you, Gary.